Well, a record number of students have registered to attend classes at Memorial University this fall. The first day of classes saw a peak of 19,429 students. It's only the second time that students have topped 19,000 at Memorial University. MUN's president, Dr. Vianne Timmons, joins us live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerilyn.
So what do you attribute this surge in numbers?
Well, I think students are taking the opportunity while COVID's on to go to university. It shows the commitment they have. But a thing our register office did, which I really thought was innovative, is they personally phoned a number of individuals who were two or three courses away from finishing their degree, and even some who were halfway through who hadn't been on campus for a couple of years. So we saw a big increase with those students. Also, the Kickstart program that we did this summer for grade 12 students and the MUN 101, I think, gave students the confidence that they could do a program online because they could play with it in the spring and summer and try it out. So all of those things combined, I think, because most of our increase has been in the undergraduate.
And how significant of a bump is this?
Oh, it's the most significant bump we've had, the largest year-over-year growth since 2003. So, you know, when we look at the demographics, the high school graduate numbers in Newfoundland and Labrador and declining, this is a really positive sign to see so many of our high school graduates going, taking university courses and pursuing it at Memorial.
And Dr. Timmons, do you have any information as to where the bulk of the students are coming from?
Most of them are undergrads. We have over 700 more undergrad students than the fall semesters 2019. So that tells us are mostly our Newfoundland and Labrador students. And also maybe some students who thought they might go off island to university are making the choice to stay here during COVID. And I'm hoping we can hook them and keep them.
And what exactly is opened at Memorial University right now?
Well, right now we're opening the library area for study space for students. Students can go to the gym on campus. Some labs are open for graduate students, honor students to pursue their research, but all of the classes are remote and online. And Jerry Lynn, when you look what's happening across the country and in the States, you know, we're trying to be very careful, as Newfoundland and Labrador is being generally, make sure our students are safe, and we're going to continue to do so.
And I heard yesterday, I can't remember, someone mentioned that study rooms, you were looking at getting study rooms opened up maybe at the library. Is there any information around that, Dr. Timmons?
Yes, the library will be opening for study space for students, and we're also looking around campus and trying to identify other study space and area students could go and, you know, quietly work. So we're doing that. But they could look at the website for the library and they'll see the information on it.
Excellent. And I'm just, you know, driving around in traffic last week for VOCM, I noticed an absence of university students heading around. Are there many people at campus or is it more or less empty?
Well, there's not many students on campus. So I've had the privilege of meeting some of the Seahawks when I've been walking to work who are working out. I've met a number of students that are in residence when I've been, again, walking around the campus. Some faculty and staff are working. The campus is open with restricted access. Professors, some are teaching from their offices. But it is, you know, it has been one of the most challenging Septembers I've experienced. There's such an excitement on campus most Septembers. I remember my first day on a university campus and how nervous I was and how excited. And my heart's breaking for the students that are not experiencing this. But I'm confident that, you know, we'll get through this COVID-19 and then we will have an explosion of joy and reunion and excitement on our university campus.
And Dr. Timmons, just getting back to the record number of students that have registered, is there an increase in international students signing up at MUN?
No, there is not. There is a decrease, which has a significant fiscal impact on the campus. Our graduate student numbers are stable this year, and that has been different than we've had previously because we had a steady growth over the last few years. And this year, no growth in the graduate students. We're hoping they'll increase after COVID-19. But and international students are not just important fiscally, they're important to add to the richness of the campus experience, to help educate our students about issues that are facing the world. And also, they contribute so much to the economy of St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador, that we want them. We know that immigration is going to be an important part of the post-pandemic economic recovery. So, you know, we are watching and working very closely to try to support our graduate students who are international and undergrad. And we are bringing some in. They have to self-isolate. We're being very careful. But we've not seen the numbers that we saw last year.
And when it comes to remote learning or online offerings, I mean, testing and examination, is it as rigorous as it would be if it was in-person learning?
Well, our professors have done an amazing job, Jerry Lynn. I'm so impressed. We asked professors to look at alternate ways of assessment, and assessment just not using exams because of the challenge of doing that remotely and online. So our professors have been very creative in how they're evaluating students, and it is absolutely as rigorous.
And it's totally different having to do remote teaching. What are you hearing from faculty members and profs? Are they comfortable with this?
I think many of them are excited about the new pedagogies that they're learning, the different ways they can work with students online. I will say that some of our professors are exhausted to put all of your courses online in a very short period of time to make sure that they have remote office hours for students, are still publishing and doing research. And for some of our professors over the spring and summer who normally would have time to focus on research, they've been home and trying to balance families and online learning preparation for courses and research. So I want to put a shout out to all the professors at Memorial that have worked so hard over the last few months for our students and to try to continue, you know, doing the work they've done, the research for our community. So I think our professors are tired, but also have learned a large amount of new skills that will help them in their teaching for into the future.
Dr. Vianne Timmins, Memorial University's president, thank you for speaking with the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you, Jerilyn.